You know the Osbournes from the MTV show, the wild and wacky family that showed themselves, warts and all. Former Black Sabbath lead singer Ozzy Osbourne, his wife Sharon, their kids Kelly and Jack, living their lives that America tuned in for. It's become one of the most popular shows on cable TV. This weekend, Sharon and Ozzy talked to us. The first season of the Osbournes TV show is coming out on DVD at the beginning of March. So they made themselves available to chat with us, and we did a little about the DVD, but we talked about Sharon Osbourne's bout with colon cancer. We talked about reality TV, and it turns out that Ozzy and Sharon are big fans of a toddling little town we call Chicago.
We love Chicago.
I love Chicago.
Your show's going to be on our station. The talk show.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, it was picked up on our station.
All right.
I was very
Thank
happy
you.
I heard that. Yeah.
The next Oprah.
The next Oprah.
She's the next Oprah.
Straight up.
Okay. You going to take on Oprah with your talk show on WGN now?
No. I mean, she does something totally different to what I want to do. Nobody can touch Oprah. She's the queen.
So let's start off. A lot of people have been asking how you're feeling following your much publicized illness.
I'm doing great. Thank you.
She's doing great. It's kind of like the most horrendous roller coaster ride that the family's ever been on.
How has that affected the family dynamic? Brought you closer?
Absolutely. I mean, the cancer is one thing, but the treatment is another thing. The treatment knocks the hell out of you.
I'm wondering how you guys look at the other reality shows that are out there right now.
I just think that there's room for everybody, and everybody's different, so, you know, I hoped by doing this show that it would encourage other celebrities to open their doors, and it worked, so it's fine.
But are they opening their doors totally, or are they?
But it's not for us to judge them.
No.
It's not for us.
Did you guys watch Michael Jackson the other night?
Yeah, I did.
What did you guys think of that? I mean, it was a no-holds-barred look at him.
At Michael Jackson, I think that Michael Jackson is insane, and I do not feel sorry for him, and his children should be taken away. I think he's absolutely insane.
What do you think,
Oz? I didn't watch the show, but I'd rather not pass comment, so I don't.
And he's not Peter Pan, Michael. Peter Pan doesn't exist. It was a fairy tale. This is the real world.
Please don't put on green tights, whatever you do, Michael.
You imagine an appointed hat?
A rhinestone pair of slippers on and a fucking belt around his ass, and he'll be flying across the stage.
Everybody's just going, oh, I feel so sorry for him. I'm like, get those kids out and leave him.
One part of the show that I watched, and I went to sleep, when he goes, I often sleep in bed. In a very small children, there's nothing wrong with that. Hey, Michael, you're 40 fucking 4 years of age. Get your ass together. Get a woman. If it was me or you or anybody else that was found in bed with some 14-year-old boy, you'd be fucking plugged.
But people will say that, you know, it was a no-holds-barred look at his life the way the Osbourne. It was a no-holds-barred look at your life. You see it quite differently.
But the thing is, you don't see me in bed. You don't see me in bed with 14-year-old kids or me talking about 14-year-old.
You don't, and you don't look at us and say, if anybody asks me if I've had cosmetic surgery, I say there's not one part of my body that's not been touched by a surgeon. And he goes, I've had two. So he's lying there, and
the guy must have had a major, must have been drunk when
And he changed his story about the surrogate mother. First it was a surrogate mother who he didn't know. Then he knew her, and it was just...
If that's two nose jobs, the guy must have been smoking f***ing crack when he did his thing. I mean, I've often said, if a spaceship landed in your garden, and then you never heard of Michael Jackson, and he walked out, you'd go, f*** me, we have been busy.
Is there any part of the first season, or even what you've been doing now, that you regret that you showed America? Any part that you think we really misunderstood about your family?
No.
It's open as a book. I mean, what there's no rehearsals, there's no...
I mean, you got to see his tantrums from the kids. You know, you've got every side you got to see. And that's it. That's what they do, and that's what you saw.
I mean, when Sharon got diagnosed, It was a week before I went on tour. It was the hardest tour of my life because I was emotionally, physically drained. And I vowed at the end of that tour that I would keep my. I've been on a supersonic fitness regime lately, but I feel that I don't know what warrants a nervous breakdown, but I feel like I've come out the other side of some black hole, you know. Because it wasn't in my plan that my wife could possibly die before me.
And it's all on DVD.
and you know, there was a part where I couldn't walk. I was emotional. I was an emotional cripple. There's a part that I was speaking even worse than I normally do. I was stammering. I was in trauma. But what you see is what you get. I don't particularly want to see myself walking around like Groucho Marx, stabbing him like a machine gun out of control. But that's the way. You want reality television? I'll give you a fucking reality television. I'm not going to like it either. You know, if you want to see me at my worst, I'm allowing you to do that.